This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
I desire integrity in the inmost parts. I desire sincerity and truth, the basis of every virtue. Sincerity and truth. What are sincerity and truth? And how do they relate to our politics today? That's what we want to look at here on Viewpoint today, and I'm glad that you've joined us. It's conversation with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms. And I'm looking at a headline here, Kamala Chameleon pretends to be something different depending on which audience she's in front of. As I read the piece, I wrote the words political pretense on the side. Political pretense. Now, what is pretense? Pretense comes from the word pretend, which means it's an act of or something that is pretended. A pretense is something that is pretended to be true when it is not. In other words, it's making something look as if it's true when in fact it's not. Or it's saying things that you know are not true, but you're going to do them for ulterior motives, like getting elected. So we're going to talk about that here today on Viewpoint. And again, I'm so glad that you have joined us. And it does require decision. Today's broadcast will require a decision for many people. And what we're going to do is present a wide range. I have probably 30 articles in my hands that deal with this subject of political pretense. And what we're looking at is how to be the kind of people, as professing Christians, who come to the communion table in sincerity and truth. Because that's exactly what the Apostle Paul was talking about. He used that phrase in sincerity and truth. And he was talking about not coming falsely, not coming with ulterior motives, not coming with a lack of integrity, not coming with other ideas that are inconsistent with coming together, embracing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of God's word, sincerity and truth. I looked up the famous resource called Google on the subject of sincerity and truth, and here is what came up first. The phrase sincerity and truth are the basis of every virtue. Means that being honest and genuine in your actions and words is the fundamental building block for all positive moral qualities. So essentially, if you want to be considered virtuous, you must always strive to be truthful and sincere in your interactions with others. Notice the combination of the two words, sincerity and truth. A lot of people will say, well, so-and-so is sincere. They're just sincerely wrong. They're very sincere, but they don't embrace truth. So their sincerity is false. It's not based upon truth. Other people will claim to be speaking truth, but they're not speaking it sincerely. So therefore, it really isn't truth at all. It's not embraced in sincerity. So there's no integrity in someone who speaks but doesn't believe what they're saying or believes something but it's not based on truth. There's no integrity in that. So Psalmist David, second king of Israel, said a number of times in the Psalms, to judge me according to my integrity. Judge me. He was asking God to judge him according to his integrity. Now, we know that David was not perfect, nowhere near. Nowhere near perfect. In fact, he himself got caught up in a sexual liaison, didn't he? And then he had to cover up that. Sounds very familiar in the world of politics, doesn't it? But he also repented. When confronted with the issue by the prophet Nathan, who said, "You are the man." And David said, "I have sinned." And he was deeply grieved over his sin. Why? Because in his heart, he wanted to live a life of sincerity and truth. But that one event so blackened, so darkened the virtue of his life that he actually wrote a psalm, Psalm 51, in painful repentance. "Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation." What a prayer. It's even been put into song. It's a wonderful prayer because it reflects repentance. Not just confession of sin, but repentance. Turning from a life that was not perfectly characterized by sincerity and truth. Therefore, it compromised his integrity. Now, having cleared that up with the Lord, he says, "Now judge me according to my integrity." Do you want to be judged according to your integrity? I hope so. But remember, integrity requires a consistency between what we say and what we do, what we say we believe and how we behave. Now, let's take that understanding and import it into the political view that we see before us. The political view that we see before us. In my hands is a series of quotes or comments upon quotes made by Bernie Sanders. Now, you know that Bernie Sanders has been well known in our country as a pretty extreme liberal. In fact, many people have accused him of actually being a communist. He did actually have his honeymoon, I think it was, in Russia. So obviously he had some very, very strong leanings toward Russian communism. And that was before the breakdown of the Soviet Union. So here is Bernie Sanders commenting, observing on the behavior and statements of Kamala Harris. Are you interested in what he had to say? He said, "Kamala Harris will say whatever it takes to win the election." That's basically what he said. She'll say whatever she has to say, what she thinks she has to say, to win the election. Now, was there any hint of integrity, of truth, of sincerity and truth in that statement? I don't think so. But we're going to take a further look at that, and then we have 30 articles to support. We'll be right back.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Chrismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Again, I welcome you back to Viewpoint. Today we're taking a look at political pretense. Political pretense. In order to help us more honestly in our own hearts and minds, not just be geared by emotions or things that are very fickle. Feelings are very fickle and easily deceived. So what we're going to do today and attempting to do is take a look at the integrity or lack thereof in statements that are made, political positions and statements that are made, to help us in a much broader way in a 50-minute program to see whether or not these things are being said and done in sincerity and truth. In other words, whether there's any integrity in the campaign. Bernie Sanders, remember, when he saw and was asked repeatedly by other people as to, well, why is Kamala Harris changing all her positions? Why is it that everything she purported to stand for, she's now adopting positions that are very much like Donald Trump? What's going on here? What's going on here? Well, as one person said, it depends on which audience she's speaking to. In other words, she'll tell the people what they want to hear, depending on the audience. But Bernie Sanders went way beyond that. He defended Kamala Harris in all of these verbal shenanigans in changing positions or purporting to change positions and representing them to the public as her stance on various issues. He saw the problem. In other words, she seems to be trying to conform to characterizations of issues that are gaining positivity for Donald Trump. So here's what he said. She's pragmatic, doing what she needs to do to win. In other words, she's not telling the truth. She's just trying to be pragmatic. In other words, whatever I have to do to accomplish my goal, that's what I will do, no matter whether it's true or not, no matter what's deceitful or not, no whether it's a pretense or not, that's what I'm going to do. And Bernie Sanders seemed to think that was okay. She'll say whatever she needs to say in order to win. Now, is that the standard upon which we as Christians in America want to vote? Somebody that will just tell us whatever they think they have to tell us to win? Or do we want to somehow be able to discern whether somebody is telling us the truth, what they really believe, what they will really do? Now, what's interesting about this is that Kamala Harris, in responding to criticism concerning this, said, well, my values have not changed. Do you remember that? My values have not changed. So, in other words, what she's saying is, basically, to those who are her real followers, she's saying, look, I'm saying what I have to say to try to get these other votes, even though I don't believe it. That's not who I am. My values haven't changed, but I'm just saying what I think I have to say in order to try to take votes from Donald Trump. That's what she's saying. And she said it out loud. I heard her on television out of her own mouth. My values have not changed. So if her values have not changed, what has? Only verbal representations designed specifically to deceive. That's what pretense is all about. It's pretending. Let's pretend. So in a sense, what Kamala is actually saying is, let's pretend that I really believe these things that I'm telling you that are all changes from what I have said that I believed over the past 15, 20 years. But let's pretend that I really believe these things. Are you so gullible that you can buy into that kind of thinking? How gullible are we? And women, it seems, are more gullible than any. women are coming out and saying, I don't get this. How is it? This is dangerous stuff. This is endangering our families. This is endangering our country. How is it that women are glomming onto this politics of pretense? And so, what we're going to do in this segment and the following segment, we're going to take a look at comments that are made, quotations and comments and so on, and headlines concerning the matter of Kamala Harris. Now, this is not to presume that Donald Trump is the image of perfection or integrity in every way. It's not presuming that at all. So what you have to do is decide, is he speaking the things that he really believes or not? Is he speaking, and did his behavior when he ran for president and served as president for 4 years, did it align with what he said he would do and what he said he believed? You see, so there's a track record to go by. But Kamala Harris also has a track record, many years, going back to California. Going back to California, and then as a senator, and then in campaign. We have many years of history to go by, and she says her values have not changed. So, the Russian Times sent this article a week or so ago. Harris will plunge the U.S. into a nightmare. Now, that was a quotation from Elon Musk. The Democrat Party could turn the U.S. into a de facto one-party state if it succeeds in boosting support in swing states by granting citizenship to illegal immigrants, said Elon Musk. Democrat Party candidate and current Vice President Kamala Harris has repeatedly called former President Donald Trump a threat to democracy. But who is the threat to democracy? Musk, who endorsed Trump recently, claimed that that the opposite is true. He said very few Americans realize that if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election. Far from being a threat to democracy is the only way to save it, he said. Moreover, the Biden-Harris administration, he said, has been flying asylum seekers who are fast-tracked to citizenship directly into swing states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Arizona. It's a surefire way to win every election, he said. With swing states often determining U.S. elections by a margin of fewer than 20,000 votes, Musk claimed that if the Democrats succeed in using immigration to boost their electorate, there will be no more swing states. The only elections thereafter would be Democrat primaries. America then becomes a one-party state, and democracy is over. Now, isn't that interesting that it had to be published by the Russian Times because you couldn't get it published in America? Because the media in America are all following political pretense. An Iranian-American Christian woman says, I will not vote for Kamala Harris. There's legitimate excitement seeing a woman heading for a major political party ticket this year. Women has been encouraged to vote for Kamala Harris as a woman. But as a Christian, she says, and as an American, Iranian-American woman, I will not vote for Harris because she represents exactly the values that endanger women in the Middle East and around the world. For my first 33 years, she said, I lived under the harsh rules of the Iranian Islamic regime. I have countless scars from extreme Islam, including the torture and death of my husband, the breaking apart of my family, my arrest and imprisonment, and the execution of my closest friend. I'm very grateful to the United States, my adopted country and home, for providing me the freedom as a woman, free from fear, persecution, or discrimination. I appreciate all my freedoms in America. However, being a woman is not a good enough reason to vote for a candidate. especially when such a candidate does so much harm to the well-being of hundreds of millions of women around the world. There's no more vivid example of how Harris threatens women than by her support of the evil Islamic regime, the enemy of women everywhere. When I emigrated to the United States after being sentenced to death by hanging in Iran for the crime of converting to Christianity, I thought that in America I would be safe to be a Christian and express my faith freely, she said. After a few years and completing 2 degrees, I was shocked and disappointed to see how some American leaders, like Kamala Harris, endanger America's core Judeo-Christian values. It's enraging to see that close advisors of some of our Democrat leaders and politicians are agents of the evil Ayatollahs who have infiltrated American society, politics, and media to threaten America from within. Because I love America, it's urgent to warn Americans about the importance of preserving our freedoms and values and exposing the lies of the Islamic regime's agents in our midst, especially those embraced by people like Kamala Harris. Her actions and record, Kamala clearly supports the National Iranian American Council, hated by Iranians because of the treason to their own people. As a woman, she says, how can Harris be so indifferent to the suffering Iranian women who have been persecuted, abused, and murdered because of not having a proper Islamic hijab? How can she stand with exported agents of the Iranian regime in America, much less listen to their advice? How can she stand with and appease the enemies of our allies, such as Hamas, which massacred and kidnapped many innocent Israelis and Americans? As a woman, how can her policies not reflect the simple truth that the savage Islamic terrorists responsible for killing, kidnapping, raping, sexually mutilating, and dragging the bodies of innocent women through the streets of Gaza are the enemies of all women everywhere? For decades, Iranians have been fighting against the Islamic regime. Now, by supporting the Islamic regime financially, the Democrat Party, Biden and Harris, have emboldened them around the world, subjecting women to unspeakable horrors. Women and anyone who cares about our Judeo-Christian values would be foolish, she says, to vote for Kamala Harris. America needs a strong leader who will fight for America, for its core values, and for its future. Kamala Harris is not that person. It's a very strong statement coming from somebody who speaks as an outsider come insider and sees the truth of matters in ways that perhaps Americans are not willing to see. A retired Border Patrol chief has blown the whistle on how Biden-Harris hid migration. Retired Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott blew the whistle on how the Biden administration allegedly went to great lengths to hide the immigration crisis from the public just days after a sector chief made similar claims. Aaron Heike testified before a House committee, claimed that the White House ordered agents to hide information on arrests of special interest aliens to move masses of illegal migrants out of the sight of the press and give other instructions to disguise the true level of the border crisis. Scott, who led the Border Patrol from roughly the last year of the Trump administration to the first 7 months of the Biden administration, said he was given similar orders. There was a gag order, he said, put on us literally within minutes of the Biden administration taking office. That's Biden-Harris. Scott's tenure as Border Patrol overlapped with Vice President Kamala Harris' assignment to address the root causes of illegal immigration. The retired chief confirmed that Harris never once spoke to him, even after her designation as border czar. Next, from the World Tribune, Harris plans to expand on Team Biden's child trans agenda. The Biden-Harris administration has been a strong advocate for irreversible gender transition procedures and drugs for children. A Harris administration would not only uphold, but also expand upon the protections for transgender Americans established by the Biden administration. Advocates for Trans Equality said in a statement endorsing Harris for president. The next one, women wake up to the dangers of the Harris platform, written by a Hispanic woman. We'll be right back, friends. We're talking about political pretense.
There is so much more about Chuck Chrismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. saveus.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at saveus.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, saveus.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, saveus.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at saveus.org.
Talking about political pretense here today on Viewpoint. In other words, let's pretend that I don't still have the values that I claim that I still have, but I've changed. I changed, as Bernie Sanders said, in order to be pragmatic about trying to win an election by telling you untruths. In other words, attempting to deceive you into thinking that I'm somewhat other than what I really am. So today we're dealing exclusively with the matter of Kamala Harris and her platform and her belief system and that of her vice president. So we're going to have to move quickly here because there is so much to talk about and so much to bring before you. I'm reporting the issues. You make the decision. I'm reporting the issues and the viewpoints of people that know her, that have heard her, even people within her own party like Bernie Sanders. Some say that Kamala Harris is actually far to the left of Bernie Sanders. And her smile doesn't wipe away the truth behind the smile. The pretense behind the smile. So, we continue on. Bianca Garcia writes, "Women must wake up to the dangers of the Harris platform. A troubling reality has taken shape. Former President Donald Trump's support among women voters is waning now. Even more distressing is the inexplicable enthusiasm for Vice President Kamala Harris, a candidate whose radical policies pose a direct threat to the core values upholding our families and freedoms. This is just another election cycle? No. This is a battle for the very soul of our nation." That's what we're talking about, the very soul of our nation. Can you understand that? The very soul of the nation. So what we're reporting here today, what we're bringing before you here today for your thoughtful consideration is, are we hearing a campaign that even begins to purport what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz actually believe in, or are we hearing such a profound deceptive admixture that is just better labeled the politics of pretense? Let's pretend. Let's pretend that I don't really believe what my true values are, that I believe what I'm telling you now so I can get elected. Bianca Garcia goes on to say, "Women, particularly in our Hispanic communities, must wake up to the dangers of Harris's platform. Her vision, draped in the deceptive cloak of progressivism, seeks nothing less than to replace our cherished freedoms with an oppressive socialist regime. It's a nightmare of governmental overreach coupled with economic ruin. Her policies, which promise equity and justice, are fronts, in other words, a pretense for enacting controls that would fundamentally alter our way of life, imposing state dependency that erodes individual autonomy and dilutes the family values that are pillars of our communities. This, she says, is an urgent call to all women. Forget the hollow promises and dangerous allure of Harris's agenda, she said. In other words, forget the pretense, the let's pretend. Her vision of America is one where the government knows best, where hard work and enterprise are punished rather than rewarded, and where our children are taught to be subjects, not citizens. Women of America, now is the time to stand up and be counted, she says. The World Tribune reports, a top supporter of white women for Harris, wanted unvaccinated people ostracized from society. Now, birds of a feather flock together, friends. There's a reason why people are attracted. Why are certain white women attracted to Kamala Harris? And this is a top supporter of white women for Harris. Wanted all unvaccinated people to be ostracized from society. In other words, selected out. A social media influencer and top supporter of the White Women for Harris group called for those who chose not to receive the COVID vaccine to be ostracized from society and advocated for a vaccine identification. She said in a recent Zoom meeting with the white women group supporting Kamala Harris that featured the likes of singer Pink and retired soccer star Megan Rapinoe that white women need to check their privilege and never correct people of color. Do you understand what this is saying? This woman, who is a leading supporter, influencer for Kamala Harris and the group called White Women for Harris, gathers together people that represent her ilk. In other words, birds of a feather flocking together. Who does she gather together? The singer Pink and retired soccer star Megan Rapinoe? A raging lesbian? Are you beginning to get the picture? The people that support you, that gravitate to you, are likely to be more like you. Elon Musk says Kamala is quite literally a communist. He's not the only one that believes that. She doesn't want just equal opportunity, she wants equal outcomes. And will force those upon our country. It includes abolishing ICE, decriminalizing illegal crossings, defunding the police, mandatory gun buybacks or confiscations, nationalizing energy, banning fracking, banning offshore drilling, and abolishing the filibuster. She's trying to create an image as a legitimate presidential candidate, he says. She's been reversing course on some of her long-held positions. That's the pretense that we're talking about here on Viewpoint today. A repackaged version of Karl Marx. A Trump supporter went online to confirm he'd been offered $1,500 to post one comment supporting Harris and her VP pick. In other words, what Harris was asking for is $1,500 we'll give you if you'll just put a anti-Trump comment on TikTok. In other words, using deceit, buying deceit to influence the election among young people. Whether you want to call it, it's like the stolen valor offended by Tim Walz. Promising money to gain a statement on TikTok. How many people are going to be sucked in by that? A lot of young people. I need the money. Priscilla Hurley writes, I've had abortions and worked at an abortion clinic, and I'm horrified at Kamala Harris's views on abortion. As a mother of three, grandmother of 11, and great-grandmother of three, I'm not easily offended or surprised. But having watched Vice President Kamala Harris at the recent debate and seen her lean in so hard to the dehumanization of the unborn was triggering. The outright mockery and arrogance of Kamala Harris to dismiss so handily the lives of innocent babies have been horrific to see, watch, and read. Not only does she have her facts completely wrong, but she assumes abortion is the best decision for women, no matter the cost to the mother's own health, mental, physical, and spiritual, and the life of the unborn baby. My own story, she says, with abortion is a unique one, where I've experienced my mother trying to abort me. Being a mother who aborted her babies and working in an abortion clinic helped other women abort their babies. After my abortions, I worked in an abortion clinic for almost 3 years. Took me to a new level of devaluing and dehumanization the unborn lives I was working to snuff out. I wanted to help women. I felt so hard for the lies. I fell so hard for the lies that the abortion industry tells, the same lies that Kamala Harris repeats over and over at the debate and that she yells at rallies. The abortion is the opposite of empowerment. It takes away something so precious and unrepeatable and valuable that you can never get back. Kamala Harris is so resolutely one-sided in her religion of abortion that people like me don't exist to her. I'm really grateful for my life, for God's redemption, mercy, and loving kindness. I really have a problem with the statements that Harris made during the debate, disregarding the rights and value of the unborn while elevating the rights of women to their own bodies. The Catholic Vote Group warned last Wednesday in a letter to church leadership and voters that Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris blatantly is anti-Catholic in her agenda and presents a clear and present danger. We write to warn you, they said, our shepherds, priests, religious, Catholic, brothers and sisters, and all people of goodwill, the Democrat president nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, represent a clear and present danger to practicing Catholics and to all church concert institutions that seek to remain faithful to the church's teaching, the letter read. The mouthful is so great, friends. It goes on and on and on and on. And we're just giving you a selection, not the whole picture. We'll be right back. Political pretense.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, I'll build my church. Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, behold how they love one another. Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
political pretense, do you desire a candidate in whatever office, whether it be for the presidency of the United States, Congress, dog catcher, whatever, do you desire people who yearn to live a life of sincerity and truth? How about you? Do you want to live a life of sincerity and truth? If you do, then you have to make that a priority in your discerning of who to vote for. If you don't, you're not sincere, neither are you a lover of truth. So as we share these things today, it leaves everyone who listens with an opportunity to discern. Do you understand? Do you agree? Do you believe that these are troubling statements, that these are real troubling issues? Or are you choosing something else to believe in? And on what basis? A smile? The devil smiles at you. And behind your back, he laughs at you. Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, reveals the real Kamala Harris. He said, in Harris's case, Gingrich said, there will be an all-out effort to move her to the center and make her seem normal. That's the pretense. Make her seem normal. For Republicans, the key will be to simply let Harris's own words and images remind the American people who she really is. Attacking her personally will not be effective. Communicating her own words will be. And that's what we're talking about here on the program today. Now, yes, there are those who are saying things about her words that we're sharing with you. But her associations, the people that support her, and the words that she has said are telling you who she really is, notwithstanding what she wants you to think she is. Drag queens back Kamala days after the VP hosts Queer Eye and appeared on the RuPaul show. Now, why would Kamala Harris appear on the RuPaul show? Did Donald Trump appear there? Did he have any desire to appear there? Would you even imagine that Donald Trump would appear there? So why did Kamala Harris do that? It tells you who she is. Those are the people that she's about. Those are the people she identifies with. Are you beginning to understand how this works? Sandy Fitzgerald writes for Newsmax, Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign is requiring, listen carefully, her campaign is requiring that anybody working on her team or applying for employment will be fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, even while mandated vaccines have been abandoned by nearly all businesses and institutions in the United States. A job posting for a senior designer in Wilmington, Delaware, states that, quote, Harris for president requires all employees to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccination status as prescribed by the CDC as a condition of employment, unless otherwise prohibited by applicable law. Now, she's mandating that for her campaign people and everybody who will be employed by her if she's elected. You're next. You will be next. Have you been hearing at all the trauma that the COVID vaccines, which isn't a vaccine at all, has caused to untold millions and millions and millions of people across this country and around the world? Doesn't matter to them. Kamala fought to keep black people in prison while she was a California prosecutor, making her start as a prosecutor in San Francisco before becoming California's attorney general and later a California senator. She is renowned for what she did to the black community and other minority groups as attorney general in California. You can think about that. Look it up. Check these things out. The Biden-Harris administration threw over $40 billion that had been designated by Congress for internet build-out. And 3 years later, not one single project is underway. Not one. Where's the integrity? Where's the integrity of using your tax money? They don't believe they have any responsibility to you. Once the taxes are in, it's their money to use however they want, even though Congress has told them how to use it and voted it accordingly. So in 2021, Kamala Harris became the broadband czar as well. But not one project has been acted upon in 3 years. Under Biden-Harris, 80,000 fewer native-born Americans have jobs now. 800,000 fewer native-born Americans have jobs now. What does that say, then, if she was appointed to be the one, whether you want to use the word immigration czar or border czar, whatever, maybe you don't want to use that term. Just use the term, she was appointed by Biden to be responsible for the immigration issue in the border. And because of their behavior and actions, opening the border to at least 10 million new immigrants. Unvetted, hundreds of thousands of criminals. I believe the latest figure is like 450,000. And the effect of it has been to take away the jobs of America's citizen minorities, American citizens. So where is all the compassion? I thought these people were supposed to be elected to provide for and protect the American people. No, that's not what they're about at all. They're about taking away the patriotism and the strength, the financial strength, and the loyalty of the American people to prepare us for a new world order, friends. So Tucker Carlson came out and said, what was it, yesterday? The point of mass immigration is to destroy your culture. And he's right. To destroy your culture so that the United States can be prepared to be absorbed into a new world order, the resurrected Roman Empire that the prophet Daniel actually referred to. Ryan Foley writes for the Christian Post, tyrannical dictatorship. Pro-life activist warns of escalating hostilities if Kamala Harris is elected. They keep saying Donald Trump is an agent of violence and an existential danger to democracy. Others say, no, it's just the opposite. tyrannical dictatorships is what awaits you if Kamala Harris is elected president. She's a Marxist at best. Elon Musk says she's a dyed-in-the-wool communist. And she was raised in a home where both mother and father were communists. All right, here's the latest one, the last one, with regard to Kamala Harris. Then we'll shift over to her running mate, Tim Walz, if you can handle it. Was it yesterday or today? I believe it was today. Harris refused to call Benjamin Netanyahu an ally. She was asked specifically, and I have heard her voice. You can listen to it. It's on the air. She was asked if Benjamin Netanyahu was an ally. She refused to answer the question. She says, well, I would respectively change the question. Are Americans and Israelis allies? Yes. In other words, she despises Benjamin Netanyahu and everything he stands for and everything he's doing, just like Joe Biden does. At least Benjamin Netanyahu is doing a masterful job in protecting his country, whereas Biden Harris is doing a masterful job in undermining their country. Now, very quickly, we take a quick look at Tim Walz. Remember, birds of a feather flock together. There's a reason why Kamala Harris chose Tim Walz. Michelle Bachmann, former Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who's now Dean of the Robertson School of Government and served with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz in Congress for years, has tagged Walz as her pick, has said, I went to Congress with Tim Walz in 2006, served with him for 8 years. Listen to this now. On the outside, she says, he looks like an aw shucks, backslapping, nice guy politician, when in fact, he is as radical as AOC or more so. What she's saying is, he lives a life of pretense. She said, because of Tim Walz, more people have moved out of the state of Minnesota than at any other time in Minnesota's history. Last year alone, 30,000 people left the state, she said, and noted that Tim Walz promoted the strongest transgender protection bill in the country and the strongest pro-abortion bill in the country. Speaking of the abortion bill, remember he was called to task and denied on air, on TV, denied that his abortion bill that he signed would take the life of babies up through the end of a 9-month termination of pregnancy. He denied that. He was wrong again. Shannon Bream, a lawyer, challenged him on Sunday over his state's abortion law, noting it goes far beyond Roe versus Wade and goes all the way to the end of the pregnancy. He lies at every turn. He said Muslims will be side by side with Kamala Harris in the White House. On and on it goes. Moms terrified by the anti-parent VP pick of Tim Walz. The worst vice president ever. Hang in there, my friends. The choice is yours. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.